Welcome back to Mind in Your 20s, a space for us to navigate the highs and the lows of our 20s through open conversation and the psychology of it all. Today we're going to talk about friendships and how that shapes us and impacts our mental health in our 20s. I think so many things change: careers, relationships, personal growth, but friendships are an anchor in our 20s and they mean so much. So today we're going to talk about social bonds, the psychology of it, how nurturing friendships impacts us, and sometimes when we need to let a friendship go. Today I brought someone who's very close to me, and when I think about you, friendship is important to me. You're important to me, and I would like for you to introduce yourself.
Hi guys, my name is Dejana. I'm one of the Daisy's friends. I'd like to say a close friend. So yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that she's brought me along here to discuss, because I am in my 20s deep. No, not too deep, but I'm in there. And I have had a good relationship with the majority of my friends. So
yeah. So we're going to get into what friendship is. But before we do that, mental health check-in, how are you feeling today?
Today, I'm a good 7.58. That's quite high.
Right.
I feel like today has just been okay. It's been a good day. I had a good sleep, and I think that is what's contributed to me having a good day.
Right.
Today, I'm energized, I'm cool, I'm ready to roll.
Speaking of sleep, I actually didn't have the best sleep. You know, but I did wake up feeling like, you know, I'm recording today. Yeah. I feel good. So my mental health has been good. I think little things have stressed me throughout the day, but overall, my mental health is definitely good today. Yeah. I'm in a good space. Let's get into it. Have you ever had a friendship that completely shaped who you are today?
No, I wouldn't say who I am is based off another person, of a friendship. But I will say all of my friends have differently contributed to who I am. I think I have picked up on a lot of things from other people that I've taken along my journey, whether it be experiences, like memories, just how people are themselves. I reflect on that, and either I want to learn off that, or I just say, no, I don't want to do with that. So yeah, I would say like my friends as a whole definitely have contributed to who I am, but I couldn't say like one person is the reason why I am who I am.
And I agree, I don't think one specific friendship has completely shaped who I am today. I do think they've just all contributed, and they all it's like a big puzzle, and everyone's got their own piece, and it just all fits together, and that's made me who I am today. And I love that. I love the fact that I have friendships who play a very important role. I love that I have friendships that play a very important role in who I am today.
Yeah.
And the ones I've lost also play a part in who I am today. There are things that, you know, when you lose in a friendship, you realize what you should have valued more or what you didn't value enough. Do you have a friendship that fell apart and taught you a huge lesson?
I sometimes tend to think about her, like, just if she's okay. Like, do you know what I mean? Because you always want people to be okay regardless. But I do have a friendship breakup that did. It just taught me to I don't want to say not put my all into people, but like not be so consumed by them.
Right.
That I'm so focused on them that I'm making my personality like them or this or that. Because when it's time to go home and when it's time to part ways, you are on your own. Do you know what I mean? And it's like that person's not there.
Right.
So I needed to just, me breaking away, it kind of made me realize, okay, cool. Let me find myself in a sense, because I was so, like, if you know me, I love my friends. So it's like, I don't want to say I'm so consumed by them, but I always just want to be with my friends, be around my friends kind of thing. But that friendship taught me, like, do you know what? Take time for yourself and be you. I would say that.
The one friend I had that it was a heavy friendship breakup, and it taught me a lesson, was that I felt like reciprocity is key. You have to be reciprocal in friendships.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important that you pour into what pours into you.
Yeah.
I think having the awareness that I was putting so much more into that friendship than that person was very disheartening.
Yeah.
I felt like I was showing up as myself 100% for them and for me and for the friendship. And I felt like they were only showing up for themselves sometimes. It was very like selfish, and I found myself being very selfless in that friendship. Yeah. When it ended, it was disheartening. It's the only friendship that I feel like breakup wise that has really impacted me. I don't necessarily think about that person, but if I do think about friendships, it's in my lifetime, it's definitely one of the most important friendships I've had. Unfortunately, I don't have it anymore, but it did, when I was younger, it did play a big part in who I was as a person. Yeah, and speaking about, you know, friendships and breakups, what does friendship mean to you?
Family means home, I'm safe, I feel loved, I feel seen.
Seen,
I feel considered. Yeah, I think in a friendship, it means a lot when you're seen. Like, if I talk of, like, my best friend, I know that, like, she loves me in a way that if I'm upset, she'll go and, I don't know, go get me, like, a hamper or something. Just to fill it with things of stuff that I like, that she knows that I like. Yeah. And it's just like, wow, I'm seen.
Yeah.
I'm considered. I'm thought of.
Yeah.
And I think in friends, you need to have the ones that around you, like you said, you pour into them, they pour into you.
Yeah.
You feel, you love your friends, they love you. Because some friends do turn into family. Like, we're with each other all the time. We speak all the time.
Right.
Sometimes you speak to your friends more than you do speak to your family.
Yeah.
And you build such a close bond. And it's also the fact that it's platonic. There's no intimacy in a friendship. It's of genuine love, care, and respect.
Right, you're going to love your partner, your romantic partner. You are going to love your partner. But the love that you have in a friendship is so grand. I think it's so big. We should definitely value friendships the same way we value romantic relationships. I think it's very important to do that. And just, you know, I think you should think about someone that's truly impacted your life, or a friend that's truly impacted you, or you think they've shaped who you are today. And just let them know that you love them. I think reach out to them, because I don't hesitate to reach out to you even on a normal day. Just tell you how I love you. Like,
have
we constantly have a good day. We constantly send each other like TikToks and like memes on Instagram that are about friendships and how much we love each other. So I just think it's the little things, and sometimes it can be the big things as well, but it's very important to like show up in a friendship. Friendship to me definitely means not unconditional support, but like constantly showing up for someone. I think it's so important, and so many things have happened in my life over the last 1-2 years and I felt like my friends have always shown up for me, and that's been so important to me, and that's impacted my mental health so amazingly and so positively, and I couldn't ask for better friends. You guys are absolutely amazing. And speaking of how amazing you are and how much we love each other, what's our favorite memory?
We have a lot. We have a good time.
We have a good time.
Tape, tape, tape. Tape, tape, tape. That is a
tape, 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 tape. Do you
want to
tell them what tape, tape, tape is?
Tape, tape, tape. Wow. We went out and that was a blast.
That was a blast. And we have a shared folder
called tape, 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 tape.
So every time like we go out of all together or we're in tape, we will send, everyone will like put the videos and the pictures from there.
That is such a good memory.
You know, there's like over 300 things in there. It's tape, tape, tape.
I check that folder regularly.
Regularly to look back on the times. My favorite memory of us is definitely when we're just like chilling, we're having so much fun
singing,
dancing.
It feels so natural. No pressure,
right?
Like, we're just in your house, my house, and we're just having a good time.
Those are the best nights. What's something you've learned about friendships through our friendship?
I have learned love.
Right.
I have learned the importance of like showing up as well. Like, not that I didn't know like what showing up meant, but it's like, it's really nice when you're not the only person who shows up, because I felt for a while that like I will always show up for my friends, but then like you also show up for me. It's like I'm a mirror. Like, we mirror each other.
Girl.
So I think, and I feel safe. I've said this to you before.
Yeah.
When I'm with you, I just feel safe. I just feel like I can just offload anything that's going on. Not just onto you. Not like I'm just burdening you. I can just let loose.
Right.
There's no judgment. And there's no judgment on my half either. Like, we can just be real.
What our friendship has taught me is that there are people that have genuine, amazing hearts, and mm-hmm. I think you're one of them. Like, you are just so pure and genuine, and you make me feel so much, like, so much love. I felt like this friendship has allowed me to, like, really, really expand my heart the way I want to, because you allow me to, you create a space for me to just be who I am, and you love me for it, and I love you for that as well. To speak about the psychology of our friendship, there is a British psychologist and anthropologist named Robin Dunbar, and he suggests that humans can maintain up to 150 stable relationships, but they are in a circle. It consists of like five people. And I think it's very important to recognize that when it comes to friendships, quality over quantity is such an important thing to know. I think it's very important about the type of people that you keep around you. And what our friendship has like shown me is that you need people who see you, who value, who consider you, and who respect you as a person and as a friend, and then someone who deals with things but still shows up.
Within those 150 friends, there's not many people, like, not all of them are going to be able to pour into
you.
You're not going to be able to pour into all of them. So that's why you say quality over quantity.
It's important to really nurture and invest energy into those close-knit relationships, because I think those are the ones that are very solid, and those are the ones that you have in everyday life. So invest energy and time and effort into the friendships that truly matter. Neurologists say that mirror neurons, which are a type of brain cell, are responsible for a phenomenon called emotional contagion. We subconsciously mirror the mood and the energy of those who are around us. So I think that's very important to surround yourself with people who uplift you, who energize you, who make you feel good and make you feel secure, because being around people who are negative or who make you feel bad about yourself is very draining, and you don't want that in friendships. No. You don't want
imagine that. Like, you're having a bad day at home, go to your friend's house. You don't want to have a bad day there as well. You want to be around people that just make you, whether it be for an hour or even a second, just forget about your problems.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Those are the kind of people you need to be around. You need to be around people who make you feel so happy.
That's all it is.
I can be having a bad day, and if you come to mind, like, that day can go from 0 to 100 in like seconds. So I think it's very important to surround yourself with people who make you feel good, who make you feel happy. And speaking about surrounding yourself with people and how you show up in friendships, it's important to know that attachment style shows up in all parts of your life, not just in romantic relationship, but it also shows up platonically. And knowing your attachment style and understanding that attachment style can show you how to maintain and build healthier relationships. I have a secure attachment. I'm open, I'm trusting, I'm also independent whilst maintaining strong friendships. Speaking of knowing your attachment type, you don't have to have a secure attachment to be a good friend. People have other attachment types, i.e. they can have an anxious attachment, they can have an avoidant attachment, you can have a disorganized attachment. Just understanding what attachment type you have does allow you to navigate your friendships differently. And within one friendship, you can have different attachment types, because things happen outside of that, you know, outside of that friendship that impact you and that affect you as a person. Attachment isn't fixed. It's based on experiences that shape us. So showing up one day as a secure friend and another day as an anxious friend is possible. But definitely when I was young, I felt like I had maybe an anxious attachment type. I felt like I constantly needed reassurance because I felt like I poured so much into my friendships. I felt like I wanted to be best friends with all of my close friends. So that forced me to kind of be like, you know, this, I wouldn't say like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not like heavy, like a heavy is not the word I'm looking for, but like I felt like I was constantly there. I was always there. I always tried to be the best friend that was possible. I always needed that reassurance. And now I've realized that wasn't that healthy of me, but I'm glad to know now that as I've grown up and how my attachment style has changed, is that I do have a secure attachment type. That's personal growth, but it's also based on the friends that I have as well.
I think also, like, when you are young, you're gonna go through different friendships, you're gonna go through different experiences. As you get older, you start to learn what friendships really do matter and what don't. And
because in your 20s, people get into relationships that are like, people can move in with their partner, people might move to a different country, so many things happen that, you know, that can make that not necessarily change the foundation of your friendship, but it kind of puts your friendship to a test because it shows with all of these outside experiences, how are you guys going to show up in a friendship? Are
we going to be able to maintain our friendship?
And speaking of how friendships change, like I said, people have partners, people move away. Our friendships shift in our 20s. Friendship shifts. So what's one thing you appreciate in a friendship that you might not have valued in the past?
I think honest communication. Mm. Because, you know, they do say honesty is the best policy when you're growing up, like when you're young. Sometimes honesty can be a bit harsh, but I think as a grown woman in my 20s, I just like clear communication. I like having raw conversations with my friends.
Right.
Like, just tell me what it is and I'll tell you what it is and we can figure out what it's not. Mm. I think that really just lets everything be clear and out in the open. And especially if, like, we respect each other, there shouldn't be no animosity or we should just be able to talk things out and then see how we move from there.
That even goes back to what I was saying about the attachment type, that you can show up as different attachment types within one friendship. The right thing to do is to be able to communicate honestly within that friendship and say, you know what, I am feeling like X, Y, Z today. I am overwhelmed or this is upsetting me. So I agree with honest communication. I think I've always valued honest communication. I think I value the little things now. Mm-hmm. The little things in the friendship, to me, make me feel so seen. Just those little things that we share throughout the day, or the little conversation or the little laughs that we have. I like to be in constant communication with my friends, but not where I'm demanding you to like respond every day. I recognize that I'm a very present friend.
Yeah.
And you, I think why we get along is because we're both like that, and it makes our friendship a lot easier. Whereas I know with my other friends who, like, I don't have to constantly speak to them all the time. We show up in different ways, and I maintain those friendships. But with ours, it's like we like the little things. We like
and
the,
that's who we are like just as a person.
Yeah, that's how we are as people, and I think that allows our friendship. I think that allows our friendship to continue to grow and be what it is. And it's okay for friendships to change. Mm-hmm. I think over the years, friendships do change, and being adaptable is kind of key. And that's not just in friendships. That's especially in like your career, knowing how to adapt and change to different environments, be around different friends is very important. It's very important. And I think I think adaptability is key when it comes to making new friends in your 20s. And
I want to make your friends anywhere.
Anywhere. You can make friends anywhere. In the workplace.
And that's a very good way to, like, that's where you're going to learn how to adapt yourself in a different environment.
Right. In the workplace, in the gym, if you start like a Pilates class, any kind of class, hobbies, whatever, you can make friends and meet new people anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think making friends in your 20s has been hard?
Yeah and no, because the friends that I have now, the friends that I have are friends that I grew up with.
Right.
So I don't think it's been hard to make new friends, because I don't think I necessarily make new friends. Like, I'm not that I'm against it or like I push it away. It's just I don't feel like I'm ever in spaces maybe to make new friends other than the workplace. I've made great friendships at work, like love those girls to death kind of thing. So that's one place where I've made friends, and it wasn't hard for me. It was very easy, maybe just because I'm a yapper, so I will sit down and yap with you at work. Like, it might have just been that. So yeah, I wouldn't say it's been hard, but I don't really see where I've made a lot of new friends other than the workplace.
I think I agree. I think I've strengthened my childhood friendships. Yes. Well, not necessarily even childhood, but definitely friendships I had before I was 20 or in my 20s, rather. And I strengthened those. And now they just are that's what I'm around. Mm-hmm. I think the one friend that I made friends with in my 20s was in my master's.
Okay.
And I think I think making friends in your 20s is about being intentional and joining new spaces. For me, it was in my degree.
Yeah.
Other than that, when I go to like Pilates class or workout classes, I speak to people, and it's about one, being intentional, knowing how you want to present to someone.
Yeah.
And it's also about not being scared, like being a bit vulnerable, a bit like be open and, you know, like put yourself
yourself out there. Like, yeah. if you want new friends as well, just because you have all these childhood friendships, yeah, or we've got all these friendships, that doesn't mean we're not open to making new friends.
Yeah.
So I just think it's nice.
It's refreshing.
It's refreshing.
Different people, because definitely when I started working, it showed me a different side of life.
Right.
Because I'm now in the corporate world, should we say, and it's just like, oh, okay, like I'm meeting people who I probably wouldn't have come across in my day-to-day life kind of thing, and it is refreshing. It's nice to meet people who take you somewhere else than you're used to.
I have a friend, I remember when I first met her, she was so different to all of my other friends, and like she made me want to find like my wild free spirit inside. Do you know what I mean? Like, she was so different. I felt like the conversations we had were so different from all of my other friends. I felt like me and my friends were quite similar. So when I met her and it was this completely different vibe, I fed into that relationship so much because it brought out a new side of me, and I loved it. And I think you don't know who you can meet and what they can bring out of you. So it's very important to be open to making new friends, be open to creating new relationships and starting new things, and things that allow you to, you know, communicate and bond with others. Because
it helps you find you as well.
Right. A bit, and there's no harm in it.
There's no harm in finding.
So, you know, maybe reach out to someone that you want to connect with, or join a new group, or start a degree. Like me, if you like, go work in a corporate world. It can be absolutely anything. On the other side of that coin, though, reach out to an old friend. If you feel like there is someone that, you know, you want to re-spark, like, that friendship, you want to reignite what you guys had, then go ahead. Like, they're not your ex.
Yeah.
You can reach out to an old friend.
It's true.
Then you can reach out to an old friend. And, you know, speaking of old friends, we outgrow relationships.
Yeah.
We outgrow them in our teens. We outgrow them in our 20s. And we're probably going to outgrow people for the rest of our life. How do you know when a friendship no longer serves you?
I think you just get that feeling where, if we're being honest, neither of you are pouring into each other. Mm. Like, it's just gone quiet.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you might still love this person.
Yeah.
But there's just no spark. There's just no, there's nothing.
There's nothing. I think when you know a friendship is no longer serving you, there's a lot of, like, not sadness, but maybe, like, resentment for what the friendship used to be.
Yeah.
Or you guys are in different spaces and you're not communicating about being in different spaces, so you're just living your lives and you're not checking in, you're not tapping in. You just feel drained by the friendship. Or you can feel drained by the friendship. Or there is something that's been lost along the way and you guys got a bit complacent in that friendship, to the point where, like, oh, we know we're friends, so we don't have to check all the time. Do you know what I mean? And that happens, and that creates a lot of distance. So I think when a friendship is no longer serving you is when, you know, if you don't feel happy in that friendship, I think it's important to communicate to that friend that, you know, this is how I feel.
If it just feels like baggage.
Right. This is how I feel. And it's either, do we want to work on it?
Yeah.
Or does this friendship, is this where it ends? And also, if it feels one-sided. I feel like friendships can definitely feel one-sided. And that's sad. That's sad. Have you ever felt like you've had a friendship that was one-sided?
Yeah, there's a lot of times. No, not a lot of times. But there are times where I feel like, but again, because I'm just a person that wants to check in and pour in and make sure everybody's good.
It can be overwhelming to somebody else.
Yeah,
you know that,
they could reject it.
Right.
But I do feel like I have experienced a time where I'm always the one checking in and making sure you're good and always showing up for you and whatnot. And then when it's now my turn to feel that, I'm not feeling it, I'm not seeing it. And again, that could just be that person, but I don't feel like it would be fair on me to keep that person around if we're just not on the same wave.
Yeah. You know, outgrown friendship also leads to friendship breakups. What's one thing you've learned about handling conflict in friendships?
The way you talk. Because I think I'm very soft-spoken.
You are.
Like, especially, again, with my friends, I feel like I respect my friends, so I would never come to them like I want to beat them up, like aggressive or anything like that. That's just not me, and I think nobody should go to their friend like that.
Be mindful about how you speak to your friend,
because the second you're giving me some aggression, it's just like, you should never talk to your friend like that.
You should never.
It's
we can communicate when we're not seeing eye to eye, but it's very important to maintain a level of respect that your friend deserves, especially if they're showing you that same level of respect.
Like, communication, the way you speak, is very key. If you guys aren't seeing eye to eye, speak it out, but keep it at a respectful way, tone, because just a slight misunderstanding, miscommunication could turn into something way bigger.
Yeah, and friendship breakups can definitely be as painful as romantic relationships, 100%. As in legit, like, no,
100%.
No joke. It can definitely be as painful as a romantic breakup. And I think in the society that we live in today, people don't value friendships on the same level as romantic relationships. And if anything, I feel like your friendships are so much more long-lasting, not to say those ones that don't, like, you don't get married to your partner, take that away, but friendships are so long-lasting and they go with you. They can actually go with you through different relationships.
Yeah.
And I think they're so important and imperative to positively impacting your mental health that we should value friendships as high as romantic relationships.
I think you should always give your friendship a second chance, a third chance.
Right. 100%. Because the same way you would do it with a, well...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. My advice about friendship breakup is grieve the loss, but know why you left that friendship and be clear with your boundaries and set those boundaries without guilt. It's okay to not want to be in a friendship that no longer serves you. Be intentional and prioritize your own feelings and your own mental health. It's okay to miss that person, but it's not okay for the way they treated you or what you accepted.
But you don't have to stick around for the disrespect, for the rudeness, just because, I love this person and I miss and I'm going
to
miss them.
And then that's the thing we tend to do. We tend to hold on to relationships based off of history.
Yeah.
And it's okay to let that go and recognize that, all right, I'd lost a friend, but I'm making space for new growth and new relationships. And in terms of, like, not even making space, you don't have to show up 24/7 to be a good friend. And that's something I've learned in our friendship, that I think we go through times where, like, emotionally we don't want to, like, communicate, or we just know we're not in the best headspace to speak to each other. We always offer the other one grace and support to feel how we're feeling. And, you know, that just made me think about the other day when you called me and, you know, you wasn't in the best headspace. And I expressed to you, I've just had two emotional conversations throughout my day that I didn't have the emotional capacity to be there for you. But I'm gonna sit here and listen to you, but I just felt like I couldn't show up how I wanted to show up for you, but I expressed that to you. And sometimes we don't consider the emotional labor that friendships need and that they have.
I don't ever want to offload onto somebody and they're already dealing with a hell of a lot. Again, that time where I needed to just express, and it's not even like I needed to express it to you, I was just on the phone to you and you had just asked me.
I was crying.
And I was just like, oh.
And I recognized, and I want, as like, my heart knew that I have to sit here and be with you, and it's what I wanted to do. But I recognized that day that I had taken on a lot emotionally, and I didn't know.
And I didn't think
and I didn't think I could show up
how
you needed me to, but I knew I would sit there, and you know, and I'd sit there with you, and I feel like
take that from you.
Right. And was that in that moment of time, was that enough for you?
Had you had that capacity, I wasn't thinking, oh, like, she's not being a good friend or whatnot. Like, you had explained to me, I've already just dealt with this today. And not that my thing wasn't, like,
I didn't say it in a way where, you know, I took away from what you was feeling, or it's like I didn't want to hear, or I just disregarded your feelings. No, I expressed to you, like, I'm here for you, but emotionally, I just don't think I've got the capacity right now.
Don't have the advice to give to me right now.
I just didn't. Yeah. I didn't want to play therapist for one more conversation. But, you know, like, I appreciated that you allowed me to not have to do that. You didn't place that burden on me of...
No, I need you to speak.
Right. Just speaking about emotional labor, I think friendships we all deal with a lot, even outside of just, like, what goes on within the friendship, that, you know, we carry those emotions and we carry those feelings into friendships because our friendships are safe spaces for us to offload and to talk about the things that we go through. But sometimes things can get a lot. Sometimes people are dealing with a lot, and as much as that person is your safe space and as much as that person allows you to be heard, to be seen, sometimes it can just
get a lot.
It can be overwhelming. Yeah. In those times where someone can't emotionally be there for us, that might create loneliness. Yeah. Do you feel like you've experienced loneliness within a friendship?
No. Mm. No, I've never laid in bed or been in my house and thought, I feel lonely because I haven't spoken to this person. Mm. I know my friends are there 24/7. Yeah. And again, not just for me to offload onto them, but just I know my friends are there and I'm there too.
Yeah.
So like, I don't ever feel lonely when it comes to my friends. And I feel like that's good because in relationships, there are points where
you can feel lonely.
Yeah, and that's not good because you could be living with that person. Mm. Why do you feel lonely?
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with my friendships, no, I'd never feel lonely.
I think if you're feeling lonely in a friendship, I think reach out to that person. Yeah. Tell them. It can be something as small as like a voice note, a text. It could be a phone call, but just reach out. I think communication in friendships is extremely important because, again, sometimes we are feeling lonely, and I think there's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
Yeah.
Alone is having no one.
Yeah.
Lonely is a feeling, and you can deal with that, you know. You can deal with that, and I think just be honest, and sometimes you just have to expand your circle. Sometimes you need new relationships, you need new connections, you need new things that energize you and uplift you. But that was all heavy. Let's quickly just move to the lighthearted stuff. What's your love language in friendships?
I do like to be seen and considered. So acts of service, if we're talking about like what I would like, I'd say like acts of service, what are love languages again? I'm not gonna say gifts,
words of affirmation, quality time,
acts of service. And the reason why I say that is because I do appreciate if my friends say you are amazing and I'm so proud of you. And like, of course,
I think words of affirmation is actually ours. The way we speak to each other is genuinely like, do you marry me?
Yeah, for us. Yeah, I would say that because that's how we mirror each other.
We mirror each other quite well.
But
I think that's why that's why our friendship has
blossomed
so fast and so well.
Yeah.
That like I don't think people get it. Yeah, but it's not for them to understand for real.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, but
we have been friends for time. But again, I always
say within the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I could even say the last two when it's been for real.
I was about to say, like, it's I don't know what point God knew. He knew. But he said, nah, let me
push
them closer. Yeah. And it was just like ding.
I think for me, having you and then got closer with my brother as well. That's the thing, I feel like everything's so...
It feels like home. And I always say that, you make me feel so safe.
I love that. What's one wild or unexpected activity you think we should try this year?
I really want to do...
Don't say nothing mad.
No. what's that? It was like a TV show, Total Wipeout. I want to do that because they do
that. Right, we can do that. We can actually do that. Yeah, that would be fun. I thought you were going to say something about like skydive. Although I would have said yes. Would you skydive?
I always wanted to, but
should we try it?
No. The reason why I always get scared is because I have asthma. I'm thinking the air in my face. I could suffocate in the air. But do you want to do this?
I'm on that. Oh, We can plan that. Yeah. Describe our friendship in one word. And why?
Home.
Home.
Yeah. Because, if to describe this, like I just said, you make me feel safe.
Mm.
When I come to you, I feel like I'm just being me. I've unpacked, whether I've had to put on a show for the whole day to other people. When I come to you, I'm just me. I can undress. Literally. And just be me, and it's just like the love that I get from you just makes me feel so warm inside. It just makes me feel so happy. It's just like I might have had an argument with every other person that day, but coming to you, I just feel warm, happy, and safe.
I love you. The next question was, what if our friendship had a theme song, what would it be? And I'm just gonna answer that because she's talking about her partner, but LMA, little things. Okay, yeah. She's basically just explaining how, like, the little things just, they make up for what it is. And that's, I think, like I said before, I think the little things in our friendship just makes me value you so much.
So much.
Messy is our song, but I don't think it would describe our friendship.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't describe
our song. It doesn't describe our friendship for real. But, I just want to thank you today for not only just being my friend, but for showing up for me, showing up for Mad in your 20s, and just showing up as yourself, because I love that. I love that you are authentically you, and I love that you create a space for me to be authentically me.
Yeah. Always will.
Always have. Yes. But what's a key takeaway you have for this episode?
Knowing that the fact you gave about 150, because when I sat here and I deeped it out in my head, I was thinking that I could have thought that number would be smaller.
Right.
But if you do have a party, you do invite
loads of people,
100 people.
Right.
But then it is quality over quantity. Out of those 100 people, how many of them are going to pick up the phone at 3 a.m. if you're crying, or if you're in a emergency?
You're looking at 3 a.m. I'm not sleeping anyway.
Yeah. Do you get what I mean? So I think that, and just you as a person, I can take away from this episode. Like, honestly, you genuinely bring me so much happiness. Enjoy. Thank you for having me.
I just think friendships are so important to the life that you have, the life that you create for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And always show up, always be intentional about the kind of person you want to be and the kind of friend that you want to be.
Yeah.
And have your boundaries. Don't let people compromise, and then in hindsight you're realizing that they get everything they want and you don't. Yeah. You don't get the things that you want.
I think also put your friendships on a pedestal.
Right.
Like, show out for your friends, because your friends are always there. Yeah. And like we said, when people get into relationships, they kind of either like disregard their friends or whatnot, but then who's to say that friendship, that relationship doesn't work out? Where are you going back to?
Right.
Your friends. So respect your friends, love your friends, because they will always be there for you. Who needs to be there for you will always be there for you.
Friendship in your 20s is just, it's the best, it's the most transformative relationships you have, and they're just so important. They shape your identity, they shape who you are, they shape the kind of experiences that you're gonna have. Like, who else am I gonna do total wipe up with? Like, navigating your friendships can be difficult, but as long as you're open and you're honest, they should be okay. And love people how you want to be loved. Friendships, like romantic relationships, they require effort.
Yes.
They require time. It's not something you can put on the backboard. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So I think that's good that you said put your friendships on a pedestal, because they deserve to be. Maybe take a moment today. I'm going to tell you, but take a moment to, like, tell your friends that you love them. Check in on your friends. I think it's important. Just reach out, have a friendly conversation, set up a date. Can we go on a date this week?
We're going on a date.
But just tell someone how much they mean to you. I think it's so important to hear. Or know, if you know their love language, show up in that way.
Yeah.
Gifts, acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, whatever it may be. Just show up as that person that you want your friends to be to you. But this has been another wonderful episode of Mind in Your 20s, and we will see you on the next episode.
Bye. Bye.